It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds kicked off their six-game road trip on Friday night by beating the Chicago White Sox, final score 11-1. Andrew Abbott made the start for the Reds. He was outstanding. He pitched seven innings of four-hit, one-run baseball. Cincinnati broke this game wide open in the third when they scored five times after two were out. Ellie De La Cruz hit a three-run homer, and Tyler Stevenson followed that with a solo shot. Jonathan India was on base four times on four walks. Christian Encarnacion Strand had two hits and three RBI. Jake Fraley, a couple of hits. And Santiago Espinal, two hits and three RBI. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, fun one tonight. And, I think two things kind of worked hand in hand tonight. One, you had the offense putting up a lot of runs, which made life a lot easier for Andrew Abbott. And it turned out to be a pretty good night all the way around for the Reds.
Yeah, you made a comment early in the ball game about the first inning and kind of setting a tone, I guess, early in the ball game, especially for Andrew Abbott. He came out six up, six down in the first two innings. Not a run on the board. He was very dominant early in the ball game. And I think hitters feed off of that. It kind of makes them relax a little bit. And they were all over Chris Flexen, especially in that third inning where they scored five runs with two outs. And they really just never let the White Sox come up for air after that.
You know, we saw this happen, I guess it was on the homestand, where, you know, Graham Ashcraft was on the mound. Reds got out to a big lead. And then Graham Ashcraft was the one that kind of let off the accelerator. Nice to see Andrew Abbott not do that tonight. And really, for that matter, the two guys that came in behind him to finish it off. I just thought that showed me a lot out of Andrew Abbott.
Yeah, I agree. And I think for a lot of these young pitchers, you have to figure out how to keep it together, not only mentally when your team takes a big lead, but you also have to be able to understand your body individually. Maybe you need to go throw down in the tunnel with some, if you've got a long inning, play catch, do some running, whatever it is, to keep yourself not only physically sharp, but to keep that mental edge. Because once you lose the edge, it's hard to get it back. And we saw with Andrew tonight, even though you could tell there was a little bit of fatigue as he went along, as it is with normal pitchers, the deeper you get into the ball game, I thought he made some quality pitches and really had a fine ball game here tonight.
Four walks for Jonathan India. I think that's a good sign. You talked about it. Looks like he's really starting to get comfortable at the plate.
Yeah, I think we're seeing several guys in this Reds lineup that are starting to find themselves a rhythm. And all that does is it allows David Bell to really lengthen the lineup. And that's a fun thing to watch.
Reds winners 11-1 over the White Sox here at Guaranteed Rate Field tonight. Yid?
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds knocked off the White Sox Friday night 11-1, and now to the highlights. The Reds wasted no time getting on the scoreboard with one out in the first. Will Benson doubled to left field. He moved to third on a Chris Flexen wild pitch. Christian Encarnacion Strand got him in.
2-2. Breaking ball lifted high in the air to right field. Plenty deep enough to get the run home. Grossman will set up. He makes the catch, tagging at third. Here comes Benson darting home, and he slides across the plate with the Reds' first run on the sac fly by Encarnacion Strand.
Andrew Abbott made the start for Cincinnati. He retired the Sox in order in the first and again in the second. And in that second inning, he got some real help from his right fielder.
The pitch. And he goes the other way with a fly ball to right. Fraley's back on the track at the wall. Leaps into the fence. He caught it, crashing into the wall. Fraley is down after a tremendous catch for the final out here in the second. And now you hope that he is okay. He is up as he starts to limp back toward the dugout with a grimace on his face. But, boy, you really hope he's going to be okay because he just made some kind of spectacular catch.
Fraley indeed was okay. He stayed in the game, and he was a factor in the Reds scoring 5 runs in the 3rd inning. It all started after 2 were out. Christian Encarnacion Strand singled. Spencer Steer walked, and that brought Fraley to the plate.
Reds with a chance to add to their 1-0 lead. Flexen turns it loose, ripped to the right side, off the glove of a diving first baseman, and Fraley will beat it out. The run will score all the way from second base, and it's a 2-0 Reds lead.
Next up was Ellie De La Cruz.
Fraley at first, Steer at second. Pitch. Oh, this ball is hammered. High, deep, you can kiss that baby. Way, goodbye. A 3-run home run for Ellie De La Cruz. And it is 5-0 Reds. Oh, my, that got out of here, and I mean a snap of the finger.
Tyler Stevenson then rounded out the Reds scoring in the 3rd.
The 3-2. Hit high into the air, back deep into right field. It's got some carry, and this time it's gone. Tyler Stevenson just missed one his first time up. Well, that didn't happen this go-round. He hits this one out of right field, and it is now 6-0 Reds.
The White Sox scored off Abbott in the bottom of the 3rd. With 1 out, Zach Remillard reached on an infield single. Then after 2 were down, Robbie Grossman got him in.
Veteran's been around a while, has not gotten off to a real good start. And he rips this one down the left field line. That's headed into the corner. Remillard rounding 3rd. They're sending him on to the plate. He will score easily all the way from 1st. A double by Robbie Grossman with 2 outs has plated the White Sox first run of the night. It is now a 6-1 Reds lead.
Cincinnati didn't score in the 4th or the 5th, but they crossed the plate again in the 6th. Nick Martini began the inning by tripling the right field. Next up, Santiago Espinal.
The 2-2. He throws his bat at it, hits it in the air down the right field line in pursuit. Grossman, he'll get there and make the catch. Tagging at 3rd, Martini, the throw to the plate, not in time. It's a sac fly to right for Espinal, and the Reds tack on one more. It is 7-1.
After he allowed the run in the 3rd, Andrew Abbott gave up a double in the 4th, but that runner was stranded. He gave up a single in the 5th, but a double play ended any kind of threat there. He pitched a 1-2-3 6th. In the bottom of the 7th, Kevin Pillar flew out. Andrew Benintendi popped out to 3rd base, and then Abbott ended his night against Paul DeJong.
Abbott, the big kick, the pitch. Fastball on the ground right to De La Cruz. Folks, that is a 3-up, 3-down, 7th inning. 7 strong for the left-hander out of Virginia, Andrew Abbott.
Andrew Abbott was outstanding. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run earned, no walks, 3 strikeouts, 103 pitches, 67 of those, 4 strikes. Cincinnati added a couple of insurance runs in the 8th off Justin Anderson. He walked Stevenson, then retired the next 2 batters, but then walked India and Benson back-to-back. That brought CES back to the dish.
And Anderson's 1-2 pitch. Broken bat, flare through the right side of the infield. That's a base hit. 1 run's home. That's Stevenson. Here comes India right behind him. He will score. And Benson's around to 3rd on the little broken bat bleeder through the right side.
Emilio Pagan pitched a perfect bottom of the 8th for the Reds. Cincinnati rounded out their scoring in the top of the 9th. Jake Fraley singled his 2nd hit of the night. De La Cruz walked. Then after 2 were out, Santiago Espinal came through again.
Santiago Espinal stands in, and he lines one through the right side of the infield, base hit. 1 run home. That's Fraley right behind him. De La Cruz, he will score, and that is a 2-run single for Santiago Espinal, the old 2-for-1, to make it an 11-1 Reds lead. And for Espinal, RBIs 2 and 3 of the night.
Buck Farmer came on to pitch the 9th. He kept the White Sox off the board, and that was that. The Reds win it 11-1. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 9 left. For Chicago, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. They stranded 2. Abbott the winner, 1-1. Flexen the loser, 0-3. Home runs in the game for Cincinnati. De La Cruz, number 4. And Stevenson, number 1. 2 hours and 43 minutes. 11,337 on hand in Chicago. Time to hear from Red starter and winner, Andrew Abbott.
Imagine that one had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, defense playing great behind me, making plays.
was able to get ahead of guys, was able to get in, was able to execute off speed. Just probably the best collective effort in a game I've had this year to this point.
We have made a lot about you trying to go into righties with that fastball. It seemed like tonight, did it finally get there you're comfortable with?
Yeah. I was able to get in there for some call strikes and then some, you know, easier contact and some early contact too. So, you know, it can only help to get in there. Obviously, like, they put better swings on it when I did miss those spots, which just proves how important it is for me to get in there.
It's also important to be efficient to allow you to get to the seventh inning, and it just usually spells good things are going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, defense was making a lot of plays behind me. Santi with the double play ball in one inning, you know, Fraley's catch, you know, countless other fly ball outs. Benson, I think, had one in center that was against the wall. So, you know, just everyone was able to help me get to the seventh. It wasn't just me, but, you know, the team was playing well behind me, and, you know, you're able to ride that momentum the whole time.
Well, David talked about, like, you had a lot of action on your fastball, so even when they got good swings out, they were usually a little bit off. Do you notice that as well, probably more than you've maybe experienced so far this year?
I wouldn't say more than I've experienced. I would just say, you know, I'm a big carry guy, so, like, I know how I pitch normally, and today my fastball was acting like I normally am used to it. I was just able to get them in counts and put it where I needed to when I needed it.
Saturday afternoon, it's game two of this three-game series against the White Sox. Left-hander Nick Lodolo comes off the injured list to make the start for Cincinnati. He'll be opposed by another left-hander in Garrett Crochet. He's 1-1 with an even 2 ERA. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 1:40. First pitch is scheduled for 2:10. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Reds beat the White Sox 11-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.